Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Home Tunnel Neonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllotSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
A warm holiday-like story. In fact, it has to do with a woman named Ellen Clapsaddle and postcards and the modern image of Santa Claus.
Yes, sir. Every year around this time, David, we do a piece on Ellen Clapsaddle of Richfield Springs, credited with creating the modern image of a warm, cheerful Santa Claus. Thomas Nast created the image of a chubby man with a white beard and red suit, but Nast is a pretty scary Santa. This year, we ran the image of one of Ellen Clapsaddle's postcards on the editorial page. That caused me to look back at a story from a couple of years ago when a local lady here in Cooperstown, Diane Fury, was researching Clapsaddle at the Fenimore Museum Library. During a trip to New York City, she had happened on a display of Clapsaddle postcards at the main library at 5th Avenue and 42nd Street, so there's a lot of interest well beyond Otsego County. She was born in 1865 in Columbia, just north of Richfield Springs. An only child, she attended a seminary for young ladies in the village, so the family must have been fairly well off. She won a scholarship to the Cooper Institute, now Cooper Union, and when she returned, began holding art classes. When her father died suddenly in 1891, she and her mother were destitute and moved in with relatives in Richfield Springs, just as what's called the Golden Age of Postcards began. Ellen started sending drawings to the International Publishing Company in New York City. Soon she'd been hired full-time, and she and her mother moved to New York. She specialized not just in Christmas, but all holidays, but she's most noted for that cheerful, smiling Santa. She was so successful, she soon moved to Europe, working for Wolf Brothers in Germany, the highest quality postcard maker in the world at the time. Some reports say she even became a millionaire. According to Women Belong in History books by a Herkimer County historian, Donna Loomis Rubin, working in Europe, her talents became refined. More detailed, her children's images blossomed. Clapsaddle's images were distinctive. Then World War I arrived. The Wolf Brothers went bankrupt, and, Mrs. Loomis recounts, her spirit was gone. She wandered the streets, hungry, sick, penniless. Eventually returning to New York, she lived her last few years in the Peabody home, died, and was buried in a potter's field. Diane Fury was a little skeptical about this. The Peabody home, she found, was actually quite elegant. When she died, Ellen's body was sent to Richfield Springs for a full funeral, and Ellen Clapsaddle is buried under a substantial marker overlooking Canandaigua Lake. Anyhow, the postcards are charming, the originals are collectible, and the copyright's expired so people can use them if they like.
Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you. Ellen Clapsaddle, not a name that you can easily forget. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go and read this delightful story and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you after the Christmas holiday.
Thank you, sir.